Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Hey everyone, it's nice to be back with you today. I'm excited to talk to you. There is a very intense energy going around right now. I know that many people are feeling it. Today we're talking about clearing the garden as a metaphor for all the changes that are coming. And it really has me thinking. It's something I was thinking about talking about this for a while. And it's something that, synchronicity just seems to come into my world in the greatest way, the more that I align with it. And that has a lot to do with keeping the garden cleared out. And I have to mention, because one of my favorite movies is Being There with Chauncey Gardner. It's such a great comedy if you don't know it. I just love it. It just makes me laugh. It's about a simple man who doesn't realize the wisdom of what he's saying, because things are simple. We tend to make them complicated. So as I knew I was going to be talking about this today, I wanted to share something with you that I thought was really cool. It came across my Facebook page, and I asked if, anybody knew who had written it, and it's anonymous. We can't find out. And I wanted to share this with you because I thought it was just beautiful. It's called Planting Your Spring Garden for the Garden of Your Daily Living. Plant 3 rows of peas. Peas of mind, peas of heart, and peas of soul. And I thought, I like that right there. I like that. But no, that's not all. Plant 4 rows of squash. Squash gossip. Squash indifference. Squash grumbling. Squash selfishness. I thought right there, that's half of it. Or maybe that's 30% of this. But just thinking about this, peace of mind is key to enjoying our life. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the world or how many physical toys you have in the world. Peace of mind, peace of heart, and peace of soul. Peace of heart to me is a loving heart. If we don't have this, then we're suffering. And let's face it, we're here on earth. It's not all, foofy, love dove, everything seems perfect. There's things that get us going. And right now is a really difficult time for a lot of people. We've got planets in Aries, which is fiery and aggressive, wants to fight. We've got planets in Pisces that are about dreamy and maybe wanted to look at the illusion of it as opposed to being honest about it. There's a lot of changes going on. I'm not going to talk all about astrology today. I like to bring this into current, down-to-earth, practical, how do we deal with this? So we're talking also today, we all carry emotional wounds. And these wounds are the perfect signpost for healing. This is something I use. I shared this in my write-up, Richard Bach's Illusions. Beautiful little book. Argue your limitations and they're yours. So I've sat in a workshop when I was 19 and heard how I could let go of these things that were so traumatic for me. And I thought, well, you just don't know what I've been through. How could I ever let go of this? And the truth is, I did. And I did move on. And I think I'm not saying I'm arrived by any way. I consider myself an eternal student. Let's just say that. I don't consider myself above anyone or below anyone. We're all learning here. But I think that there are some things that are important. In this palpable energy that's out there, some of you have noticed it. Some people are impatient to make changes right now. For others, old tensions are rising. It seems some people are making changes and some people are seeing the need for changes. And those that are digging their heels in against change are having the hardest time. Change is the constant in our life. Nothing stays the same. Energy changes form. We watch the garden change every season. A root may be there in a perennial, but the plant that grows every year is a new plant. It's not the same plant anymore. It's different. Our bodies are regenerated completely every 7 years. So if we have something unhealthy in our, with our bodies, we're not stuck with that. There's a way to regenerate everything. And we won't talk today about it, but there is some interesting information we'll have to cover on reactivating DNA from a practical point of view. It's actually real science. So one of the things that we're talking about in change, you know, our society is built upon creating a stable and dependable life. Of course, many have learned that this attitude is really an illusion because there's always change. And well, nowadays, very few people stay in just one job. I think we collectively, we know this, we're just not conscious, or sometimes we're unconscious about how things must change. And all of a sudden something comes into our world and it's like, oh, I hadn't been wanting to look at this. Avoidance behavior is something that everyone has at some point in their life. I make a point of trying to be as conscious as possible, and I'm always learning every day. So as I go into this spring, I'm looking to say, what is it that I need to clear out in the garden? What is it I need to nurture and build upon? The perennials, those things that are already going in our life, we've got roots. How can we make that fresh? If we have a job that we like and everything's good, but it's not just exciting enough, then how can we make that new every day? There are practical ways to do that. And if it's become humdrum, but you're very aware that you like what you're doing, then maybe it's the way we see it. Every day is actually a brand new day, and we can invoke that by getting up every day and just reminding ourselves to be grateful for this new day. It's not like yesterday. It doesn't have to be like Groundhog Day, right? So we can get up every day and we can say, this is a brand new day. It doesn't really matter what's happened before because today is a brand new day. And I'm not trying to mitigate or downplay if we have some really deep emotional wounds that are going on, saying, to discredit that. That's not what I'm talking about. Just talking about if we're in a place where we can just really be grateful for the day we have, for we have so much here. I get up and I say, I'm grateful for the hot water. I'm grateful for my hearing. I'm grateful for my eyes. I'm grateful that I can use my arms. And there's so many things we just take for granted. And that is a beautiful way to invoke clearing the garden. Because there's these little petty things that can grow up in our minds that we're not even realizing are irritating us. And maybe we have a coworker that always seems to trigger something within us. Maybe we can just be grateful that they're invoking something that we need to clear out. Because those people come into our lives to show us where we're not at peace. And I walked this path where I've had to say, you know what, this person is reminding me that I'm bumped off of my peaceful road and I need to just recenter myself. And recentering is a definite individual practice. So as we're starting to clear things out of the garden, we're saying, I need to let go of this. This has been bothering me. I've been carrying this around. You know, what is it that you're carrying around that it's time to let go of? Because if you don't, it's for sure going to show up in your life. And if you don't have a happy and peaceful state of mind, then nothing is as meaningful. You know, you could just take a moment with me right now. Just take a moment if you're sitting or if you're driving, maybe not. But you could do this at home after. It's just to scan through your body. And just listening in, what is it that you're uncomfortable with? It might be, I just feel anxious. It might be, I'm really irritated about someone. It might be, I'm upset with myself. It might be something that you're just aware of, you're holding on to. And as you're going to let that go, it is that easy. You can let it go. I have a common way that if something comes through my mind that's maybe going to bring my state of mind out of a peaceful place, I look at that and I say, you know what, I'm just going to let that pass right through me and let it flow up. And although it's not really physically going up into a heavens up, I do kind of go, it passes right through me and up it goes. Let go of it. And my criteria is, can I do something about it right now? Can I change what that is right now? And if I can't, then I'm not collectively and personally helping my vibrational field if I'm holding on to it right now. So I'll let it go. And energy is real, so I let that pass and I let it go. If that comes back to me again, wow, that's really still bothering me, then I got to stop and say, okay, what is it that I haven't looked at that I obviously don't want to let go of this? And that's where we move into the next part of the talk. But, well, wait, I need to look into this. But we have things that we carry in our body, and we hold that energy there. And if you're empathic in any way, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you're not empathic, it may be come to you as thoughts that you hold or repetitive thoughts that are going. It's just different areas of where we hold it. Where do you hold these things that take you out of the moment? Because right now, in this moment, right now, this very moment, is there anything wrong in this very moment as you go deeply into this moment? And I like to say there's levels to the moment. So we can go to a place in this moment where time is elastic and time is stretched, and we know that everything is okay in this moment. Even if we have to take the garbage out, we're not doing it in this moment. We need to do it tonight. It's not in this moment. Why bring it into this moment? There is so much power in owning the moment in this moment. Anytime we're feeling anxious or stressed, bring it right back to this very moment. What can I do in the moment? That is so powerful. And I want to say some of these things sound simple because they are. We make it complicated. It's so simple. This information has been here for thousands of years. And we go and we create all this drama and all this noise around ourselves to really come back to, like, can you be in this moment? Or is there so much noise going on with you that you can't even be in the moment? Well, then it's time to clear the garden, like dig down, clear all that stuff out, turn everything over. And sometimes that happens in our life for a reason, to wake us up to a new direction. I have that happen myself. So wait a minute, this is like, I need a redirection here. But let's just stay in this very moment and realize that you yourself, you have abilities and parts of yourself that you haven't claimed, you haven't owned. There's not many of us on the planet that have owned all of who we are. And there's always work to be done. And it doesn't have to be suffering. You know, I hear people say, oh, I don't want to do any more work. I don't want to grow. And I hear you because I've been there. But it doesn't have to be hard either. If you're carrying something about, well, it has to be a struggle to grow, then everything you grow through will be a struggle. So is that something you're holding on to that you need to struggle? Stop seeing it as a struggle. Just like when you're digging a root out, you go, ah, I got to keep digging down and the back's hurting. I got to keep getting down. Or we could just say, you know, I'm just going to work out what comes out right now. And this is what, you know, we have in our front yard, we had to dig roots of trees of a tree that wasn't there. It was all over the garden. And I could have gotten really upset about the fact that the roots were everywhere and yet there was no tree. But I thought, well, you know what? It'll come out as it comes out. And can I be okay? Can you be okay with where you are right now in this very moment instead of piling a whole bunch of expectations upon yourself? Because that's key to your state of mind, is kind of owning where you are and being able to really take in this moment that you have so much more knowledge inside of you that you've perhaps been looking the other way or not owning it. And when we do come back, I want to talk about ways to get into that level of honesty, ways to help digging deeper. It's going to be some practical tools that we can use to come from that place. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi. So we're back and we're talking about, now we're going to talk about, when we clear the garden, getting into a level of self-honesty. By the way, if you want to connect with me, Brendan is actually in the Cynthia Rose Medium group on Facebook. If you'd like to send me a post on there or connect with me that way. Cynthia Rose Medium is my Facebook page and Cynthia Rose Medium group is created for Om Time. So I'd love to hear from you, anything you want to share about this show. So as we're going in and talking about honesty, I think that honesty and forgiveness get wrapped up into a ball here of, well, I'll forgive myself for this much, but I don't want to look at that other stuff. And we go into resistance. We get to a certain level of what we're willing to grow with, and then we are in resistance. And that resistance is always fear. It is always the ego's fear, because the ego, the body, doesn't understand change. So we're spiritual beings in a physical body. The spirit understands change, and we can call this our higher self, our God self, whatever you want to call it. It understands that nothing is permanent. However, as we're in these earthly bodies, the body and the ego's attached, the body does not understand change. It forms habits, opinions. It's all about everything our world is formed on, everything that our world is about, everything being the same, predictable. I mean, I would go as far to say, I don't know what your upbringing was like, but for me, it seemed like when you went to school, there was certain things that we did in certain systems. There was something about teaching us about being organized. And there's room for that in our life. But somewhere along the line, I thought that meant that things were supposed to be organized a certain way in life. At a certain age, we're supposed to be doing certain things. There becomes a sort of cookie cutter how things are supposed to be. And then from there, we decide how that we want that to fit in our life. But there is an overarching outlook about things being predictable and the same and forever. And I don't know about you, but I used to buy a piece of furniture and think it was going to last. It's not always the case anymore. Things are clearly less permanent. So as we're moving into being more honest with ourselves, we first got to be honest about, are we in resistance? So if we have something going on with a relationship and we're in resistance to fixing it, why is that? You've got to be honest about that. Now, to get so resistance and honesty and fear and forgiveness, they all to me go in this circle. A key important here is learning how to listen. If you learn how to listen for you, not how somebody else tells you, then you're going to understand your fear. Then you're going to understand, well, I wouldn't say understand resistance, but maybe be honest about your resistance. So what is it about your, why do you have the resistance there? What will do you see changing? And this is where fears can come in. Well, if I speak up, maybe you have a conflict with a friend. Maybe there's something that's really uncomfortable at your job. Maybe it's something with your health. I could take this all back to something with not looking after the health. Maybe we're not eating properly and we're just going unconscious and putting food in our mouth and not eating consciously. Maybe we have something with a friend that we've not brought up because we don't want to make waves. But good relationships of any kind are honest. If they're built on real relationships, if they're real, then honesty, they will withstand. So what is it that you're resisting about this? I think that it's a great thing if we're feeling like it circles around in our head and we can't make sense of it. Then we have to learn how to get past all of that and listen. Writing is a great tool for this. Write out these questions. You know, number one, what do I see changing? I'm unhappy about blank. If I do something about it, I'm afraid that, I hope that, and look at these answers. And then we've really got to listen. Sometimes I think with resistance, there's layers and we have a quick pat answer on top. You know, well, I'd like to be in a relationship, but they always try and change me, or they try and control me. What's below that? What are we really afraid of? Is that we're afraid that it'll actually work out? And if it worked out, what would we have to change within ourselves? Because I think it's really a time when all this stuff is coming up for people. Maybe we don't want to be in a relationship and we're carrying something that says that we should. I mean, it's really, I'm not trying to tell you anything about what you should do, but we're going to talk about listing. Writing is a great way. I love singing, and I don't care whether you have a singing voice, as we say, or not. I think singing is good for the soul. And I think putting a piece of music on and singing is a way to channel energy that's blocked, energy that's just sitting there that the body doesn't know how to deal with. And then it creates a noise in the body. Sometimes it's aches and pains. Sometimes it's tension or anxiety. What to do with it? We've got to channel it out in some way. Fear. It could be as simple as I just have fear in my body and I don't know why. I just get uncomfortable around people. I have fear. We've got to channel that out. So walking is another great one around nature. I think that, you know, connecting in an area that is meaningful for you. What about if you're unable to write or sing or walk? What if that's just not an option right now? And I've been there. Then we really have to work at going deeper into the moment and really listening to our thoughts. And that means getting ourselves to a still point. And that can be a form of meditation. But I like to bring things into practical, like if I'm watching a movie, I have built up my listening that I could be watching a movie and going, oh, you know, I've got some sadness. I'm feeling sad about this, something that happened to someone. I'm sorry about that. And then I just let it go. Let it pass through me. We just aren't taught to let it pass through us. So no matter what that is, we've got to find a way of clearing it out. If we want to bring new energies into our life, or even a higher vibration of what's going on in our life, if things are not moving quite how we want, what do we need to let go of? Maybe that's the only question you need to answer, is what do I need to let go of? And I find it really interesting over the years, I've watched how letting go of physical things seems somehow to tie into spiritual or emotional. And I think we can get fanatical about it, or we could just notice it. I don't think it has to be, but I do notice that letting go of something can be key to some energy. I remember having a coworker once saying, I still have my jeans from when I was 16 years old and I haven't been able to get into them for 25 years, but I keep them. And I thought, oh, how interesting. Why is that? Well, maybe there's a piece that of them that's still, I had noticed how she was always uncomfortable about her physical appearance. And I thought, well, isn't that sad? She's being so hard on herself because she carries extra weight. And she's just beautiful to me. She's a big, bubbly lady. And I thought, well, maybe it's time to let go of those jeans. Those jeans for her signify I'm not like I used to be. Well, guess what? You're not like you used to be, period. None of us are. Time keeps marching on. Time points out things to us. Time heals. I do think time can heal all wounds, but I do think we're in charge of whether we allow that to heal or not. There are some things that are so painful that I've seen people that they haven't let go of these things. They have a wound and they carry that through their life. And I have no judgment about that. But in that case, if we feel like we have a wound that we are not able to let go of, then maybe it's about how we can move with that wound, how we can carry on anyways. You know, I have another unknown I'd like to share with you. You know, healing is about about opening our hearts, not closing them. It's about softening in places that won't let love in. Because remember, if there's fear there, we're blocking love. Healing is a process. So anybody that tells you, oh, just get over it, they're really not walking in your shoes. They don't know what you're going through. It's about rocking back and forth between something in our past that might feel abusive or horrible and the fullness of the present more and more every time. The more we can get into that present time and let go of what's gone on before. It's a rocking back and forth that creates the healing, not sitting in one place and holding on to something and staring at that wound and saying, well, I know what it is. This happened to me and I can't get past it. Well, do something different you've never done before and let that sink in through that place and soften that part of you. Let that love in. And the purpose of that healing is to help bring in that love and happiness. You're only going to let in what you want to let in. You're completely in charge. And when we heal, we start to wake up. We start to own part of the moment. There are levels to being in this moment. We could just be lightly in the moment, or we could be deeply in the moment. To me, that's what's really golden, is being deeply in the moment. And it's to, you know, live while you're alive, instead of dying while you're alive. There's so much fear of death here. I wonder if that's why our society has so much fear that we have all these murder shows on TV, all about violence and murder. It really is preoccupation with death. And I'm here to say there is no death, but there will be a death of this life for you. And whatever you've got left of it, it's golden. I can't tell you how many people pass and say they don't have any regrets. They were happy to be here, or they wish they were here. It's not an unhappiness, but I mean, it's a gift to be here. That's why they say the present is a gift. So we don't have to be all completely healed to enjoy the moment. Healing is about being broken and being whole at the same time. And as we move more into, it's like a teeter-totter. I feel much more whole. That feels good. Ah, there's this that I got to deal with. Ah, that feels better. It may feel like a teeter-totter until we get where, okay, this feels more and more like I'm feeling healed. And then that teeter-totter changes to a new vibration or a new level. So it's not the wound that determines the quality of your life. It's what you do with that wound. It's how you hold it, how you carry it, how you dance with it, or bury yourself under it. Some people have taken that wound and done a lot with it. I think Maya Angelou, to me, is an example of a human being who said, I am not going to just carry this around like a ball and chain. I want to do something with what I'm feeling. And it propelled her to do something, to write, to inspire. And within healing herself, she inspired others. And that's the energy that's so strong right now. We can be feeling mired in a whole bunch of frustration and wanting to move forward. But if that's all we're looking at and seeing, I'm frustrated and I don't know where to go and I'm upset. Anger is just another coat that fear wears. So if we're feeling a lot of that irritation, then fear is being heightened for us. And fear is the opposite of love. So maybe we need to take a step into something that feels safe for us, and or unsafe in a safe way. If we have a hard time connecting with humans, then animals are a great way. If you can't have an animal, you can go to an animal shelter and be with animals. There is so much love in this universe that we can tune into or we can ignore. And I truly believe that the more that we tune into that higher and lighter vibration, and you can call that by that metaphysical way, you can say, all things are working out for me in the highest. Whatever it is that you're projecting out into the universe, it may look like it's coming back at you, but it's you projecting. And that's part of, I think, how it's set up, is that other people will project to us things that we need to look at. So if you have a belief that something about you is not good enough, you're going to project that out. You're going to look for that. It's time to say, I am enough. I am good enough. And just own that. We don't have to be caught in this perfection dance that so many are caught into. Time to focus on the flowers. Before you got to plant a garden, focus on seeing the flowers before they're even there. I do that when I plant the garden. I look and I go, right there is going to be a beautiful zucchini plant. And right there is going to be some beautiful roses. And right there, and I have the faith before it happens. Is the butterfly bush going to come back? Yes, I see it's there. And I just am grateful. At the same time, sometimes you go, oh, that plant needs to go. I've got to let go of it. I think the garden is such a great metaphor for our lives and how we grow. That's why I love that being there. I just think it's beautiful. So I'd like to take a few moments when we come back to just lead you through a little short body awareness that we can focus on to help clear that energy out and clear some of that noise out. So hold on, get yourself comfortable, sit somewhere down where you can join me.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Hello, thanks for sticking around. We are just going to take a moment here and just scan in and tune in. I want you to just think for a moment about what that is that you would like to shift or change. Think about something you'd like to embody. If it's more joy, then it's joy. Let's go from the broader perspective than a actual finite perspective. Do I want to feel more love in my heart? Do I want to feel more joy in my life? Do I want more peace? And think about that for a moment. What is it you'd like to bring in? So I'm just going to go from I want to feel more love in my heart. So as I tune in, and as I would be sitting here if I was doing this myself, please join me. Just scan the body, up and down the body. If you need to, you can put your hand up and down from your imagining from your feet, so you don't have to bend all the way down, all the way up. And I want, if some area to you, if your mind says right here, don't negate that. Just say, okay, I'm going to work right here. So if it arrives and it's in the middle of your nose and you go right here, then do it. If you have a sensation in your body, then do that. Then trust that. So just choose a spot. It might be you, if you're a person who's really learned a lot about chakras, you might be drawn right away to your chest and say, I want to bring more love here. And that's fine too. And if you are already in that awareness, why don't you tune into also maybe where you don't feel it is. Don't go to the comfort spot. Go to where it feels uncomfortable. And just sit with that uncomfortableness. Where is it? And just take a moment as you breathe in and out. Just take a moment and allow the divine energies that are always there for you to start coming down like a warm sun, circling all around your body and your auric field, and let that just sink down through from the top of your head, going all the way down. I'm not going to lead you into a deep one right now. I'm just giving you, this is something you can practice, but it's got to be where you're able to be quiet and just let it seep down and just let everything fall down into the ground that you don't need. And just imagine taking a deep breath into a greater loving presence. It's always there for us every minute of the day if we're allowing it. And if we're feeling like, well, I'm not feeling it, then what are you resisting? Because that's what's stopping it. It's you. Not that the universe isn't sending it to you. There are no chosen ones. And it could be that maybe you have, if you're feeling like, well, I just can't sit still, maybe you need to get up and do something. Maybe there's, that's telling you something. There is information there for you. Without having the music and everything, I don't want to lead you through all of that, but I do have a 30-minute meditation. It's on at cynthiarosemedium.com that you can buy a 30-minute meditation that I've had great feedback on, to just bring that alignment, bring all the chakras into alignment and bring that deeper awareness with you. I've had great feedback. If you want to go to cynthiarosemedium.com at the music store. Also, while I'm mentioning that, if you have lost a loved one and you'd like to connect, I do have a free meditation. You just sign up for my newsletter. If you go there, you're going to get a pop-up. It says, would you like a free, sign up for my newsletter? And it will send you an email where you have to confirm you want the newsletter, and then it'll send you a free meditation. And please, if you ever don't get it, please email me right away. So it's set on an auto send. So I wanted to offer that. I've had lots of people tell me it's helped with the grieving process to sit and do that every day. So I offer that to you if grief is something you're going through. And please know, I have to remind you that your loved ones are always okay on the other side. They're always okay. We're always having a harder time here than they are, because they pass without their egos into a spirit of a loving presence. And it doesn't matter how they passed. I don't care what anybody else says. It doesn't matter how they passed. They are there in a loving presence, period. So after we do this show, you can either take some time to do that with your favorite meditation music, or you can go and download the Connecting with Loved Ones, or the longest meditation. I have a CD called Guided Meditations for Busy People. And so if nobody is too busy for a few minutes of silence. I have little morning ones that are like 4 minutes, I have 6 minutes, 7 minutes. I can't stress enough how important this is to make a shift and change. And I myself had a lifestyle where I had to be going, 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 going. And sometimes I was taking 3 or 4 minutes warming my car up, recentering myself. So it's really your intent. You can find the time. So if you're telling yourself you're too busy to meditate and you can't sit still, I think these meditations are perfect for people that can't sit still because it gets you involved with the body. So I highly recommend doing a meditation such as the one I have. It worked for me because I had a hard time sitting still because I lived many, many years in physical pain. And so when people would have me sit and doing something still, I thought, well, I can't do this. And I'll do a whole other show on living with physical pain. And I'm happy to say that I'm completely healed after years of being told I never would be. So I'm so grateful for that. So I offer that to you as something that you can work on. And if you are in pain, you can do that meditation laying down. Or if you know someone who's in pain, it's very powerful. And I will do one for people that can only lie down, but I'm not going to be recording that for a while. So I offer that to you because silence and listening, that's where it's at. That's what's important. But there's so much noise going on that we don't hear. So if you're indecisive and you're like, well, I don't know what to do. You know, I read for people. People come to me for soul readings, for psychic readings, for spiritual counseling, for mediumship. And I think that our jobs is really to support people in their own knowing and help them find it, not to be a place where you have to come. And I love to support people to know their truth as opposed to, well, I just don't believe in going to someone who's going to tell me how my life should be. I want to own it myself. And so I love that process of helping people. And so that's why I'm offering you to do these meditations. They're not expensive. I don't know. It's like less than a couple of dollars. So as we're sitting in that silence, honesty, if we can get into that fear and we can forgive ourselves for something, this is where honesty and forgiveness come up against each other, sometimes like sandpaper. We may have to forgive ourselves for something that's happened in the past. And usually we can forgive other people easier than forgiving ourselves. And I think forgiveness is not something that we do like, okay, on Fridays. I think that's why it was in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us against our trespasses and forgive those who trespassed against us. Now, I don't say that prayer every day, but I will tell you, I think that's important. It's a daily thing. How often do these little voices in the back of the head critique what you're doing? Or, that was good. Oh, that's not good. No, it's not about that. It's about loving ourselves, whether we did a good job or not. It's not about winning the race. It's about being in a loving presence as we walk the path. That's where the meaning is. That's where the gold is. That's what we all want, whether we know it or not. And some of us know it and some of us don't. We just go, well, I just want to be happy. And I can remember talking to someone who said, I just want to be happy and none of this makes sense for me. And really, if we have so many emotions and if we're in a place of depression, that's really hard because it just like this big circle, how do I get out of it? But usually there is some type of self-recrimination that we're resisting letting go of. I've never seen it any other way. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist. I'm just saying people have shared with me and myself when I went through it is that there is a holding on like I can't love myself. Why can't you? You're a divine part of this universe and not loving yourself is not loving the divine. You are part of this whole picture and the world would be different without you. We need you here because you are unique. You know, it's like every snowflake is different. You are unique and we need you here and we need you to find that happy place within yourself, no matter what you're going through. You know, I'd love to hear from you if there's anything you want to talk about. My website is CynthiaRoseMedium.com. I'm on Facebook as Cynthia Rose Medium. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. There's lots of ways to get in touch with me. I'd love to hear if there's a topic you'd like me to talk about. So I would leave you with this. As we move into St. Paddy's Day, there is lots of celebration this weekend coming up, and there is a lot of astrological intense energies going on, and there's shiftings of powerful energies. As we move into this, can we plan for being in a state of joy? I think that's out of the moment. I think we can say right now in this moment, I'm going to be joyful. Right now, what's stopping you from experiencing joy? As soon as you hear yourself say, because, la, 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 I can't because, then nobody else is stopping you but you. And are you caught on blaming someone? Because if you're caught on blaming someone, then you are just blocking forgiveness. Forgiveness never means that somebody was right or wrong. It never means that it was okay. And it never means we have to put up with it or repeat it. It's really a way of letting the energy go. Forgiveness is about letting energy go. And the best life we can have is to stand in our own sunlight, which to me means loving ourselves. And once we love ourselves truly, there's nothing more beautiful than sharing that love with others. We cannot love another if we don't love ourselves. Otherwise, we're just going through a program we've been taught, and something will be missing. So being self-ish of the self is much different when we love ourselves as to when we don't. And I always say open arms is someone who loves themselves, who wants to hug the world and do more for the world. And closed arms and pulling in is someone who doesn't feel like they have what they need to begin with. And there's enough darkness in the world, isn't there? So why not focus on the light and bringing more of the light in? We can keep the curtains drawn and stay in that dark place, or we can let the light in. And the light shines in dark places. And that's what's going on right now. And it's very heightened right now. So what place right now, after the show, what can we actually sit and say, what is that that I'm holding on to that I don't feel in charge of my life? Because you are completely in charge of your life. There's been a very strong aspect going on for last 7 years about something that we may have trying to transform in our life, and it's almost done. So what's that last piece that you need to let go of, or maybe to be honest about and take the illusion away? What's really true for you now? Forget what everybody else believes, what you should believe. What's true for you right now? And what do you want to bring in? Because if you want to bring in more joy, then start watching joyful situations. Start looking for it. We can't sit at home and say, I want to be joyful and watch a bunch of crime movies and fear-based stories and then wonder why we're not happy. We've got to choose to bring in and see what it is. That's the way it works. That's the law. If you want more love in your life, then you've got to come from a place of love. That's why I think so many organizations will suggest doing some type of volunteer work, because it gets us out of our egos and away from all those stories that keep us from being happy. You are a spirit. Own that beautiful part of yourself. It's time. It's so important right now. And maybe we can take a breath with all this Aryan energy that's going on. Maybe we could just take a breath when somebody reacts and not react. We don't need to add to the fight. True change happens when we come from a, I know this needs to change, I need to act. People that advocate from that place are advocating from a place of power. True power comes from that, not from a reactive place. And I have much love and respect for those people that have come before who have stood in a place of saying, this needs to change. And here's what I'm saying about it. I'm completely respect that. And how is it that you need to be part of the change? Because we're either part of the change or we're resisting the change, because this world is moving very fast, trying to get to a place of a more whole place. Our society is often very fragmented into tribal places. I thank you so much for joining me for this hour. And I wanted to say next week, if you have anything, issues you're trying to want to talk about or look at, we're going to have Lynn Brisden back on the show. And she's a wonderful spiritual life and business coach. She helps people transform their lives and their business. And you can join us in the Cynthia Rose Medium group and put questions there. And let Lynn help you with that. You can call in if you want to talk to her next week. I'm very excited to have her. She is true feminine power, true strong, I want to say, but there's no anti-male in that energy. She just owns who she is. I love Lynn. Love that about her. So I'm really looking forward to having her. So, and if you want to join the group, Brendan will let you in the group. You just have to join and you'll be let in. So thank you so much. Have a good week. Take a breath. Don't react. Love yourself in a deeper way. Stand in your sunlight. Bye-bye for now.